My name is Jerrica Morrell, and I am interviewing my father, James Morrell, for the Food is Life collection in the JOTPY archive for History 485. I know my father very well. I know his experiences very well, but we're going to do a brief introduction with him and let you guys get to know him and his experiences of what it's been like through COVID. So, Dad, tell me briefly about your history with Walmart.
I started at my store, which was had just opened. It was a brand new store in October of 2000, and I've worked in just about every part of the store that there is.
So, what department are you currently working in?
I currently work between two departments because of some restructuring that's happening right now. Mm-hmm. So, I spend most of my time in sporting goods and hardware.
Okay, so describe what a typical workday looked like for you prior to COVID-19.
You could go into any entrance of the store. You would go to a time clock and clock in and report to the department that you were assigned to and go to work for that day, whether it's running a cash register or stocking freight or mixing paint. That's just what you did.
So prior to COVID-19, do you believe Walmart was more reactive or proactive to disaster situations or events?
I think normal things like hurricanes and stuff like that, they were proactive just because those things have been around much longer. COVID became a very reactive thing because we didn't know that much about it, mm-hmm. and we're still learning.
Right.
So we kind of have to go with the flow on that one.
I think most companies can say that, really.
Yes.
So what were your work relationships like prior to COVID? Did you take breaks with them regularly? Did you carry on long conversations?
Before COVID? Oh, yeah. Everybody would go back to the break room and you know, you talk about what's happening, current news events, things happening in the area, very cordial conversations before mm-hmm. COVID.
So at the beginning of COVID, what were your first thoughts or reactions to the announcement of the pandemic?
A lot of us didn't take it very seriously. We just thought that it was another kind of the flu.
Right.
And then as they started reporting the number of deaths, and being a firefighter EMT, normal flu, you didn't die from those symptoms like you do from COVID. COVID had a whole different type of symptoms, and older people were dying from that faster.
So how did you feel being an essential worker during the pandemic, knowing that, you know, there's a lot of people, and especially older people, that were passing away from it?
I'm 60. So, you know, as you're hearing the news reports and you're hearing the ages of people that are getting it, it was kind of scary because you're going in every day and you're exposed to the public every day.
Right. So what was it like during the frenzy? Because I know that it was nationwide, and I also believe worldwide, that, you know, toilet paper was selling out, hand sanitizer, and there was a lot of foot traffic coming into the store. So what was that like working for you during that?
I always practice what they were saying. You know, wash your hands. I kept little bottles of hand sanitizer on me all the time. Mm-hmm. I wore my mask all the time, which it was really a pain because I wear glasses and they would fog up, and you just kind of worked with it and did what you could do to protect yourself.
Right. That's all you can do.
But it was scary.
Right. So I know during the pandemic, a lot of people were probably not in their working in their usual departments. Were you ever sent to another department or grocery or anything like that to work?
As people started to call out and the workforce shrank, we did have to migrate over to the grocery department quite a bit, because when people were shopping less, so when they came in, they bought more.
Gotcha.
So we would, you know, you'd go over there one day and you would just put out a pallet of canned fruits and vegetables. You know, you'd go over there another day and they had got in six pallets of paper towels, toilet paper, you know, bleach and stuff like that. And, they, you know, two or three people that worked over there couldn't get it put on the shelf fast enough.
Wow.
So we would have to go over there and give them a hand.
I'm sure they were probably picking things off the pallets.
Sometimes toilet paper never made it to the shelf.
Oh my goodness.
Until they put limits on stuff.
Oh, that's right. So tell me a little bit about that.
In the beginning, there was no limits. So you could see somebody pushing a shopping cart with five ginormous packs of toilet paper, and they would be pulling another cart full of, you know, household cleaning items.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Or they would bring the whole family in, and they would go up front with like five shopping carts of stuff.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
So is that why they started putting limits on everything?
That's why they started putting limits on everything. Two packages of toilet paper, two packages of paper towel, you know, two jugs of bleach. Now, if all we had is the 1 gallons, you could get two. If we had the 2.5 gallon ones, you could get two. Everything was two.
So it was to ensure that everybody could be safe and healthy and nobody hoard everything while other people are suffering.
Yes, and they closed the store from being open 24 hours a day to 7 to 10. Now, in the beginning, they were opening up 1 hour early for seniors. So the seniors that wouldn't be so exposed to more people.
Oh, okay. So do you think that they were more reactive or proactive in ensuring safety measures for the pandemic?
I think it was because it was something we're learning from. It became reactive because from the beginning until now, our policies and procedures have changed almost monthly.
Right. Did you believe that Walmart did well in protecting both the customer and employee?
Probably, if I had to say, they probably did a little better job with the employees ourselves, because we had things that we had to do that if you didn't do it, you could get written up for it. But they didn't always enforce the customers wearing a mask because it was never a mandatory in this state, which governors did in other states.
So that being said, what do you think were some of their best safety practices?
Like now on all the outlying areas, we have 1 gallon jugs of pump hand sanitizer.
Okay.
They've installed the wipes that you can wipe off the buggy with when you come in the store. There's also the kind of hand sanitizer at the entrances that when you put your hand underneath it, you don't even have to touch it. It just automatically gives you a squirt. And then they do a really good job on sanitizing the shopping carts with a sprayer that has a special chemical in it that kills the COVID.
And they can just spray multiple carts at one time?
An entire row.
Oh, that's really efficient.
They wear it like a backpack, like you use in your garden.
Okay.
And it sprays it out in a very, very fine mist, and they walk down through there and wave it like a wand, and they can do rows of them at a time.
That's smart, actually. I haven't seen that at any other grocery store. So what do you think were some of their worst safety practices?
Not making the customer wear the mask. They said that we weren't the police and we couldn't enforce it, even though it was highly suggested by our mayor,
right,
and as a proclamation.
Mm-hmm.
And then the governor said that we really needed to wear the mask, but never made it mandatory.
So, well, obviously you didn't get to work from home because you were told you were an essential worker. And now you're working what seems like you're working harder than ever. So has there ever been another point in time in your 20 years of Walmart that this experience can compare to?
Comparing at the peak of the COVID thing, when they wanted people to stay home and they were closing schools, people were shopping less but buying more. And that happens when here in the Charleston area, when we think that we're going to have a close landfall of a hurricane. Those situations are pretty similar.
And I'm guessing that's in relation to, because I guess maybe not everybody might know, but we usually run out of a lot of things when there's a panic that starts to ensue and everyone seems to buy essentials.
Well, the items that they buy for these two situations are very different. You don't have people buying 5 cases of toilet paper for a hurricane.
Right.
But they prepare more with canned foods, mm-hmm. Canned type meats, and, you know, stuff that won't perish if you lose power.
Right.
Perishables.
Right.
So they buy things that are like that. That was not the case for the COVID. I don't know why everybody thought we were going to run out of toilet paper. But
I'm not sure either. But
that was quite amusing.
I'm sure science will come out later and tell us. So how does the pandemic and safety measures, has it changed anything with your work relationships or your coworkers? Do you still have long conversations in the break room? Do you take lunches with them?
Conversations are similar because you're on break and you're having a snack or something to drink. One of the things that they did is they took half of the chairs out of our break room. So there's only half of the people in there now. So.
Okay. Well, that being said, do you miss anything regarding your everyday work life, if anything?
With the customers or?
Just in general, is there anything that you miss about it that's changed since COVID?
Customer and coworker wise, I miss seeing people's smiles. Our facial expressions are how we communicate a lot.
Mm-hmm. Everyone smiles in the same language.
Right.
Right.
You know, you stick your tongue out at somebody now, they don't see it.
So if there's anything that you could tell your shoppers, what would it be?
I would really like to see people really get behind wearing the mask thing. But, you know, there's some people that just think that infringes on their rights. And, you know, now they have clear face shields that people can wear. I don't know if they work any better or any worse than the mask, but at least wear something.
Mm-hmm. So if there's anything that you could tell your essential grocery store workers across the globe, what would it be?
Whether they hear it or not from other customers or management, mm-hmm. I tell the people that I work with a lot that I appreciate them, especially the people that haven't got the COVID and they haven't called out and they're there every day. You can see how tired some people are because as the workforce got smaller, those of us that were there every day are working more hours, and you can start to see this wear on them. So I like for them to know I appreciate them.
And I'm sure they appreciate you too, Dad.
I like for them to know that.
Well, I think that wraps it up for our interview. Dad, I appreciate you doing this with me.
You're welcome.
And we'll talk again soon.
Okay.